This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 15th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse open mic guest is Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. In the discussion of budget reconciliation, Lucas says each chamber has their own view of budget cuts that will have to be resolved.
So the Senate says at least several hundred billion. In the House, we say at least several trillion. And from there, it will ultimately be worked out. Each committee will have responsibilities. I mean, each committee will have responsibilities. And we'll work through that over the coming months to get to a final product in each House and work out the differences between the two bodies and go from there. But we got to get to the point where we can fund the things like defense and agriculture and infrastructure and tax relief that we need in order to keep this country on the right track.
Lucas says the final number for a new farm bill is somewhere in between the view of each chamber.
I don't know where we come up on the final goal. I don't believe that there's $230 billion to be saved, to be perfectly honest. It's a target. But I would tell you there's more than a billion there. Remember, with time, probably 80% on average, that's just a broad average number, of the money gets spent on the social nutrition programs. That's one of the places that we have to look really closely.
With 80% of Farm Bill funds dedicated to nutrition programs, Lucas says they're an obvious area for financial scrutiny.
Those programs are administered on a state level, typically, and making sure that California's doing a good job and New York's doing a good job. I have faith in my friends in Oklahoma, but making sure that everybody's following the rules. And we set the overall standard since we, as the United States government and our taxpayers, pay the bill. Making sure that able-bodied people are earning those things, making sure that it's not permanent assistance, making sure that folks are not gaming the system by playing more than one constituency or another, we can come up with legitimate savings that will not, in my opinion, deny one calorie from the plate of someone that needs it. Because I'm not going to let hungry people starve, but by the same token, I want to make sure the resources go where they need to. We don't need to be paying the things that aren't on target.
Some leaders have discussed moving at least Title I of the Farm Bill to the budget reconciliation process. Lucas says he simply wants action on new policy.
Budget reconciliation is the one big piece of legislation that requires only a simple majority vote in the House and Senate to pass once you put the final document together. It is a bill that, depending on the definition of the Senate parliamentarian, amazing things can happen. Where there is a will, there is a way. We need a new comprehensive farm bill. We need to address all the things that have happened, whether it's freestanding or pieces and parts in the reconciliation, the title, the commodity titles, crop insurance, or it's the whole bill. I'm here to get something done, and I think we have opportunities. It's just going to be hard.
Toward the future, Lucas says he'd rather apply any new economic assistance dollars to a new farm bill and an improved safety net.
I would like to think that it would give us a window of opportunity to complete the entire package and put the resources into such a farm bill. Remember, Jeff, we don't have to reinvent the farm bill this time. All we have to do is turn the knobs to reflect where resources go and how the plant programs work based on the 14 language, which was improved in the 18 bill. There'll be some tweaks on the language, but put those resources in. If you give me some dollars, it doesn't take long to adjust the reference prices. If you give me some dollars, it doesn't take long to tweak crop insurance so that it still becomes an effective program again. I just need some dollars, and it would be easier, in my opinion, to move those dollars through a complete five-year farm bill than to go the route of another $10 billion bonus.
You can hear the rest of the conversation with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, including his comments on DOGE and USDA downsizing, tariffs, nutrition, and the Farm Bill on AgriPulse Open Mic at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.